The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ayin Dalet. The classic scenario of shiurim from a goy, spoken about in this parak, is two Yidden living in their own individual homes, open to a chotzer, and at least one goy living in a home also open to the same chotzer, or the gabi a movi, two Yidden in a separate chotzer is open to the movi, and a goy's chotzer open to that same movi. On today's daf, we speak about a chotzer with a goy open to a movi, and the chotzer of a single Yid open to that same movi. However, the other side of the Yid's chotzer borders another Yid's property. The shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the beginning of the perek, and that's how we paskin, is the only time Chazal required tzchiris is if there are two Yidden and one goy open to a common mokim, because that's when we're worried that they will learn from the bad ways of the goy. When there was only a yochid living there, only one Yid living there, it's not shchiach because he'll be scared to live alone with a goy, and Chazal didn't require shchiras. There was also talk in the beginning of the paragraph of Samach Gimel about all the Yidden being mevatel their reshus to one Yid, thereby making only one dira, and being a yochid b'mokim nochri, which would be like a legal loophole, and it's muta for a short duration of time, not b'kfias. Here in our daf, even though he's the only yochid, he's the only yid here, only one person open to the movi, but it still will be osir. Rav says one cannot make an eriv with the yid that has windows open to his home, and the reason he gives is osir lasois yochid b'mokim over the chovim. Even though he is a yochid, since he has camaraderie from the other yid, because the other person will hand things through the window, come around and be mishamash with him in the mavli. With this gezeira, since there is no traffic from another yid in the chotzer, he'll be scared and he'll move out. Let's go into the details of this gezeira a little bit. The Gemara says, "Eima arivin derech haloinos." Rashi says the terminology chaloinos was used only because it's not shchiach to have doors open to your friend's house, but there is no reason to limit the halacha. The issue would be, like Rashi, even if there are psachim open between the homes, still it would be also to go and be ma'ariv from the yid's house to the other yid's house and to carry there. Toyas and the Ritva say, though, chaloinos are dafka. Why? Because when there's only a window, the only means of tashmish together is to hand the kalim through and go around the block and to carry and to use the kalim in the movi. So if we answer that, then we take care of the problem. When there's a Pesach, though, even without having to carry, there will be bodily traffic between the homes, affording the yid the comfort of another yid there, and in Melem, there would not be such an accomplishment with the merely answering tiltel. Therefore, it would indeed be mutter to carry kalim also if you make an eiv to the house and then to the mavli. In such a case, even though there are now two yidden open to a movi with a nochri, schiris is not needed, because that was only instituted when their individual homes open directly to the movi. The tzad of Rashi, though, is not a das yochid, and the Rebbeinu Yonason on the Rif says the same, as does the Or Zeruah and the Rashba in his Hilchos Eivin, which is called Avodah Zakodesh. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh lahachmer, even to Aser, if there's a door between them. Another point is, the Gemara says, the Iser on the second Yisrael is lahat derech psochim lemovui. that he can't be ma'ariv through the chaloin of the Pesach to be able to carry in the mavui shared by the goy. How about just to make an eruv with the other yid to be able to carry between the homes, not going to the mavui? L'chayre, says the Bir Halacha, it should be mutter, because even though there is now company in his home, but when he's using the mavui, he's alone. Let's not forget that the house used to be considerably smaller, and most of the chores, other than eating and sleeping, were done in the chatzeris. So since he's still alone when he's in the chatzer, he'll be scared to live there permanently, and eventually move out. Therefore, there's no reason to ask the tilter from the house to house, because anyway he's going to move out eventually. So paskins the Rashba, and his mashma also from Rashi. From the Ritva, though, it's mashma, there will be aser even to carry in between the homes. And the Bir Halacha, therefore, is nishabet sarachian. Now, even in the cases that there is indeed an iser, it should follow the svara that one can definitely solve the problem by doing skiris. It shouldn't be more chomer than if they were all open directly to the movi. And even though Tosfos in one teretz is mashma that this case is worse since he's more alone, we want to be sure that we don't make him become comfortable there. But the Yegon Yaakov says for Dava Pashin that the Skiris helps, and that's how we paskin. One final point on this topic. Tosfos points out on this daf, and also the Rosh points out in the beginning of the Perek, that just like the Chiyuv of Skiris from the Goy is when there are two Yisraelim living in two houses open to the same chotzer as the Nochri, and if you have an apartment building, you have a one big house with a bunch of Yidden, and then and there are no other Yidden living in any other house, you wouldn't need schiris from the Goy. So too, the Gabi the Movi. You need two chatzeis of Yidden open to a Movi that the Goy's chotzer is open to. If all the Yidden live in one chotzer open to the Movi, then that would be like a Yochid Mokim Nochri, and not require Schiris in order to carry to the Movi.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.